The pranayama, is the meaning of that one is expansion of prana. Suppose if I have a lump of cotton, very squeezed up cotton ball, and it remains in one place. For example, my energy here, it is good, but I don't have good energy here. Like cotton, squeezed up cotton ball, you expand so that you can expand it and it spreads out. The pranayama's purpose, doing of that one, there are pockets of good energy in our body. That pocket, we have to expand that one so that energy is spread out well in the body. The purpose of pranayama, prana ayama. Ayama means expansion. This prana, this energy, it has to be expanded across. We have pockets across and it's a uniform distribution of that one. If you go to any intensive care unit and people who are critically ill, you observe so hardly any prana in them. I had gone to an intensive care and I was talking to one lady, hardly any, whenever I call her name, she will be opening her eyelids for few seconds and close. And when I speak, eyes open and close. There is no energy even to open the eyelids. We take the blinking for granted, and when you are critically ill, even opening your eyes is so difficult. It is that that you need energy to open the eyes also. And pranayama. Pranayama, its purpose to awaken the energy. Awaken the energy so that you do whatever you have to do in your life. That to achieve that in the first, I mentioned in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, goal of yoga is here, and there we, if you end up here, there is a differential. Differential is there. In our life also, we should have the goal of our life. What we have to get out of this life. Slowly, knowingly or unknowingly, I am going into old age. And my time is running out. Slowly, whether I am aware of that one, whether I care or not care, I am inching towards my burial ground. And I had to have some goal, what I have to get out of this life. I have come for a purpose. And as I mentioned in the third chapter of yoga, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, many byproducts. The byproduct of this life, I get a good house, I get good money, I get good job, good children. These are the byproducts. They are not the goal of my life. My goal of my life is something else. Many byproducts are there. I should not get stuck in the byproduct. And if I get stuck in that one, my goal is here, I ended up here. Why this differential? Because I'm so engrossed with the byproduct, I'm so happy with the byproduct. It says, do not get succumbed to the byproducts, and byproducts, they come naturally as you are traveling. And goal, you should not miss the goal. To reach the goal, we need to have energy. Energy, intense energy. Through pranayama. Pranayama is a technique. It helps in redistribution of energy in the body and rejuvenates the mind. Prana, pranayama, prana, this breathing, revitalizes the mind. The link between the body and the mind is the pranayama. Pranayama. And for example, in Kapalabhati, that pranayama techniques, it is taught. And Kapalabhati is taught, or Bhastrika. You blow your air in one go. Now I can feel the air 6 inches away. And if my prana is very weak, and if a person in the hospital, in the intensive care, if they blow the air, even it will come for 1 inch, and it will expand. That person cannot feel. We will try that one. Keep it 6 inches away. Blow. See, take it 1 inch away. Can you feel that prana is there? It should be sharp so that it can go up to there. See, it's 18 inches. That prana, when I start experiencing that in, that at 18 inches, that by practice, that is called as pranayama, pranayama technique, pranayama, expansion of prana, my energy level has gone up. With the energy level has gone up, and when I have the goal in my mind, I can accomplish that goal. And in the Patanjali, in the yoga texts, it talks about pranayama. You are inhaling, traditionally, inhaling for the count of 4, holding the breath for 16, count of 16, exhaling through the count of 8, and holding the breath again 16. Suppose you are inhaling for the count of 4 seconds, holding the breath for 16, so 20 seconds, exhaling another 8, 28, and exhaling 28, and holding again 28, 38, and 44 seconds. One cycle is 44 seconds. We will make an experiment whether we can do it 44 seconds, one cycle. Inhaling for the count of 4 seconds, you're holding for 16, you're exhaling for 8 seconds, and retaining for 16. See whether we can do it for 16, 44 seconds. We will try. And complete exhale through the close. You are using the thumb and ring fingers for closing the right and left nostril. First, detoxify completely. Exhale through the left nostril. Complete exhale. Inhale through left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Exhale through the right nostril. Complete exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Close both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Inhale through right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Close both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Exhale through left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Close both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Complete. Inhale, bring your hands down. Inhale through both nostrils. When you have done this one, now there is a demand is created for you to breathe. After that, when you inhale, you feel the whole breathing, air is going through the whole body. You feel rejuvenated. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. When I say so, inhale, hum, exhale. So, hum. So, hum. So hum, 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 so hum. One more time, use the right hand, close the complete exhale through the left nostril. Inhale through left. One, two, three, four. Close both nostrils. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Exhale through right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Close both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Inhale through right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Exhale through left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Close both nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Inhale through both nostrils. So, hum. 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 So, complete exhale, pull your rectal muscles up. Chin and collarbone together, pull your stomach up. Mahabandha helps in unlocking the energy. With inhale, draw your neck up, 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 up. Akashi Mudra, as if you are gazing at the ceiling. Further, 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 further. Roll your tongue in, roll your tongue in. Try to take the tip of the tongue to the root of, into the throat cavity. Further. Kechari Mudra. And back, doing Kechari Mudra, you experience immense bliss within. Long inhale and longer exhale. Lifespan increases, glow in the face increases. We'll do the Brahmari, pull the throat muscles in. It's good for people having throat issues. In the winter months, many people fall sick quite often. Body immunity is very low in the winter months. Helps in improving the immunity. Singers finds this one beneficial. People with vertigo problem, nerve-related problem, insomnia problem, they find this one beneficial. It is like this. Again. Again.